Hello!
And welcome to episode 4
of Chatterbox with Prince Dobbs
and Antoine.
Alright, let's see her.
It's cold outside.
It's cold. It's week 3. We are feeling it. We are feeling it.
Yes, on a scale of 1 to overwhelmed with school, I am completely.
Same. This past weekend, I got strep throat, which was a fantastic thing.
And I'm actually sitting on the other side of the room as Tommy right now.
I'm not contagious anymore. My throat does not hurt. I'm just, like, coughing everything out of my lungs. But it happens, and it's life, and we move on.
Yeah, we get sick, and sometimes we get better.
Sometimes. Slowly but surely. As I sit here eating my tomato soup so I can take an antibiotic and go to bed. Anyway, so that happened. How was your week two?
My week two? Well, week two was okay. Or you mean week three?
Oh my gosh, it's week three. See?
We have midterms in two weeks.
Yeah, that's a little bit insane to me, actually, the fact that I feel like we just got to school. And
it's already halfway
over. We are almost at midterms. And I'm just like, great. What a good time to be alive.
I know. I just feel like this term. I mean, then again, I do have a whole nother, like, class at it. I mean, I took a D term class because I didn't want to be overwhelmed in winter term, but now it's winter term and I'm overwhelmed with performance classes and regular classes.
Honestly, same. See, there goes my cough. Thank you, strep throat. I don't know. There's some exciting things coming up.
Oh yeah, definitely. Next week is Parents Weekend.
Next week is Parents Weekend, and I'm really excited. My family is coming all the way from Alaska. My mom, my dad, my two little brothers, and then I'm here. My big brother's already here. So I'm very excited to see them and have everyone together.
Yeah, and I think my mom's interested in coming. My dad, I don't know if he'll be able to make the trip or not. I think he said he has to work that weekend. But I think he's coming up to visit on the 19th.
Okay.
No, it's past the 19th. He mentioned someday that he's coming up to visit. I already forgot, though. I don't know. I mean, I forget everything.
Anthony's dad will be here at some point.
Yeah, my dad will be here at some point. It may or may not be on Parents' Weekend.
That's funny. Well, yeah, so that's an exciting thing happening on campus. What else is happening? Not too much, actually, huh?
Yeah, not a whole lot, Friday, episode 3 is posted Sunday, but, just this past, last weekend, the Second City, the comedy group from Chicago, they performed over in Pfeiffer, and unfortunately I had to leave a little early because I had other obligations to go to at the radio station, but they were pretty funny. I mean, there's a lot of inappropriate humor that we probably can't talk about on here, but they were funny, so, you know, if you ever see him come across, I remember they mentioned Tina Fey. You know, Tina Fey, the actress, writer.
I love Tina Fey.
But, she, you know, my stepmom kind of looks like Tina Fey.
Mm. I want to meet her and then tell all my friends that I met Tina Fey.
It's interesting. You know what I mean? I never really, like, put that together until I watched a couple episodes of 30 Rock. But, yeah, she used to perform with them, I think. That's what they said. But, yeah, they were good. Me and one of our friends went and saw them.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I'm surprised that you, like, bared the cold weather to get there. It has been ridiculously...
it's only a 5-minute walk, but...
ridiculously still, cold. Yeah. Especially beginning of this week.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't mind... Well, at the beginning of this week, I didn't even go outside. I was, like, bedridden. But,
lucky.
It hasn't been too bad for me, at least. I've just been bundling up, putting my scarves on, a hat on, my gloves, my texting gloves. And I'm good to go, so... It's been too bad. I thought it'd be a lot worse. I'm sure it'll get a lot worse, and I'm not looking forward to that, but...
Oh, yeah. It's going to be cold until, like, April.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It makes me nervous. But it's Gucci. It's going.
Yeah, it's going.
It's going.
I can't wait till spring break. It's going to be so warm. No, it's not going to be warm over spring break, but...
Well, I'll be in Texas, so I'll be warm.
I'll be cold, but I won't be overwhelmed.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Right. Anyway, so let's talk about the Oscars.
Yes, the Oscars. Okay. Oh, also, I just wanted to mention that The Hateful Eight and the Red... All right, I saw The Hateful Eight with Same friend I went to go see the Second City with the previous weekend. So the weekend of week one, that first Saturday of the term. And then the very next Saturday, we went and saw The Revenant, you know, which was pretty hyped up. It had, you know, nominations out the wazoo for Golden Globes, and winning, Leo won a Golden Globe. But he's not winning an Oscar this year. All right, people, get over it. Go watch Steve Jobs. Tell me Michael Fassbender was not better. All right, I'm going to give props to same friend that I saw The Revenant with, because he's the one that told me about Steve Jobs. You know what I mean? Like, I never really planned on seeing it, but I thought it looked like an interesting movie. But I watched them online on my laptop the other night. And, you know, it's one of those movies where it's just, like, pretty much all dialogue. So, like, I feel like, you know, some people might get bored through that. You know what I mean? But I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. It was a great movie, and, you know, they did a great job depicting how much of a huge jerk Steve Jobs was. But Michael Fassbender, he was amazing, and I think he's pretty deserving of an Oscar for, you know, to win the Best Leading Actor. I think he did better than Leo did in The Revenant, personally.
Leo. My favorite thing about Leo and his Oscar, never winning an Oscar deal, is that after he was, like, all kind of shady towards Gaga at the Golden Globes, there was, like, this internet joke going around. It's like, oh, I hope Gaga wins an Oscar before Leo does. And the funny thing is that she's actually nominated for an Oscar for a song she did for a movie called The Hunting Grounds. And so if your prediction's correct and Leo doesn't win and Gaga happens to win that, I just think it's going to be really funny.
Yeah, he'll probably get a lot of flack on the internet.
Oh, he'll get a ton of flack.
But needless to say, we can't take anything away from the guy. You know, he's a great actor.
Talented as
all. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sure, he did The Titanic and The Great Gatsby, but Wolf of Wall Street was great. The Revenant was a good movie, too, you know? Oh, The Wolf of Wall Street was so funny.
Yeah, no, that movie's great. No, Leonardo's a great actor, absolutely. I just kind of hope he doesn't get an Oscar this year, just because I think it'd be funny.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of that, I think The Hateful Eight got snubbed. You know what I mean? Like, it only has a couple nominations. I think Best Cinematography, it's nominated for Best Original Score, which is interesting because it's a Tarantino movie, and if you watch any Tarantino movie, you know, he has more of a soundtrack in his movies than scores. Like, he plays, like, actual songs, and they're not, like, you know, written composition music. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? You feel me on that?
I feel you.
But, and also, Jennifer Jason Leigh, she's nominated for Best Actress in a Supporting Role, and actually, oddly enough, she'll be one of her competitors for that Oscar is Kate Winslet, who was also in Steve Jobs, and she also did a really good job. But I don't know, as far as that goes, I think they're pretty even, Steven, there. But I think Jennifer Jason Leigh, I mean, this doesn't really spoil anything in The Hateful Eight, but a big, like, she was, like, handcuffed to, gosh, I can't think of the guy's name in the movie, or I can't think of his name as the character or his actual name in real life, but she was handcuffed to this dude for pretty much the whole movie. You know what I mean? Just think about it. Like, you have to, like, figure out, like, what steps this guy's taking so it doesn't look awkward on screen when you're just, like, kind of following behind him, handcuffed to him. I don't know. I mean, props to both of them
for figuring that out. To be handcuffed, because you think, like, they've got to be filming that movie for months, and so to be handcuffed literally every day for months to someone else, I would hate it. I'd hate that person by the end of that movie. I hate them. Anyway, are you ready to get political?
Always ready to get political.
This is politics.
Do you remember we did our political podcast?
Yeah, that was fantastic, and that was all thanks to you guys for not interacting with us on Twitter.
Yeah, at ChatterboxNCC, please tweet at us with what you want us to talk about. Our notifications were dry.
Yeah, no one was sliding into our DMs. I was a little bit upset, but it's cool. You guys can make up for it this week, so
yeah,
head over to Twitter, give us a follow, give us some likes, give us some retweets. Some DMs.
Yeah, or no DMs, just add us.
I'll take some DMs.
Yeah, Tommy will
take
the DMs.
As long as they're appropriate.
Yeah. If you have anything inappropriate, I guess put in the DMs.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, if you're gonna do anything inappropriate, make sure it's on the DMs, or make sure you just, you know, write it out on a piece of paper and throw it in the fire so we don't have to see it.
Prefer
keep it
the
PG-13, please.
Anyway, so this is politics time. I really just wanted to talk about Sarah Palin because everyone knows, it became like an internet meme, that she like so announced her support for Trump, which it makes me sick to my stomach because
it's
Donald Trump. Ugh. But I think it's really funny because Sarah Palin obviously was the governor of Alaska at some point while I was living there. before she was running with that dude a few years ago who lost to Obama. Bless.
Which one, Mitt Romney or John McCain? I don't even know.
It was McCain. It was McCain. Yeah, she ran with McCain. Oh, did she? Yeah. She ran with McCain, and before she ran with McCain, like, being governor in Alaska was no big deal, really. Like, she'd come to the elementary schools, read a book. I've met this lady. My mom's met her. I think my mom has a signed copy of one of her, like, magazine covers. So, like, it wasn't a big deal. But now I just think it's really funny because she, like, is making an idiot of herself in everything she does. she is, I'm sorry. But, so I just want to talk about that because I like to share that. Literally, this is, like, the ex-governor of my state, and she's supporting Donald Trump. So, like, thank God she's not governor anymore. All right, so that was politics. With
Antoine and Prince Toms.
Antoine and Prince Toms.
Maybe we need just, like, a whole nother podcast devoted to politics.
We're talking about politics. We can have special guests. That's funny. Well, all right. We're going to start wrapping it up here. But before we go, we want to talk about, obviously, Martin Luther King Jr. Day was this week.
Yes, obviously. And this is a huge problem. Like, I mean, I don't... All right, look, like, I'm not going to, like, say what these, like, posts on, like, Yik Yak and Twitter and Facebook and whatever that I saw, but they really completely overshadow the meaning of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You know what I mean? And if you get offended by what I'm about to say, get over it, because this is not offensive. What Martin Luther King strove for, like, what he was fighting for was racial equality. I mean, yes, African Americans were oppressed, and I recognize that. You know, and I do believe that racial oppression still goes on today, and, you know, in America, obviously, but, like, around the world as well, and, you know, there's all sorts of problems with, you know, discrimination, and, like, all I really want is equality, you know what I mean? Like, that's what Martin Luther King Jr. wanted, was equality, and I feel like just, like, some of the things that, like, I saw on social media, you know what I mean? It was just, like, come on, guys. Yeah, I mean, maybe, the people listening maybe weren't the ones saying it, but, you know, it's just, like... It's just disappointing to see.
Well, the thing is, like, obviously he's a big name. Like, you can't go through school without learning about Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is a fantastic thing because he's a fantastic guy, did fantastic things for this country. But, there's a lot of people that don't pay respect towards it. I remember seeing posts saying, like complaining about schools that actually got the day off because North Central did not, saying things about the cult. Just, like... Totally disregarding the fact that
it was extremely cold that day too.
It was, absolutely.
Got to -23. But at the same time, you know, North Central students, you know, it's rough, but we gotta understand, like, we only have 10-week terms. We don't have a whole lot of time to, you know, like, learn all this compact information, so we can't really afford days off.
But with, like, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, there I go. It's the strep, I promise. With Martin Luther King Jr. Day, like, I think it should be a big day for everybody because whether you are African-American or not, and whether, like, this means something personally to you, like, Martin Luther King Jr. carved the way for so many other people.
Yeah.
To start
leading this revolution. Like, he led by example, you know, he peacefully protested, and, I mean, yeah, he was arrested, you know, many times, but, it's a pretty big number for how many times he was arrested for peaceful protesting, but if you look at, like, America back then, to America now, you know what I mean? There's so much progress has been made. And then, you know, like, the pros, you know, I respect, like, in Ferguson, though, like, in Missouri, like, you know, the whole Michael Brown shooting, we don't have to go into detail about that, but, like, at first there was, like, all, like, the violent protesting, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what he fought for, but eventually, you know, it settled down to peaceful protesting.
Yep. I just think it's a very important day. I think people need to recognize it, and I think... America, America could do a better job with everything, but I think it's just important to keep, like, his legacy alive, obviously, within schools, within kids growing up, so that they can talk to their kids about it. And I don't think it's a legacy that's going to ever die.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just, like, I mean, you know, like, it's one thing, you know, like, everyone jokes about stuff every now and then, but, like, just, if you're going to joke about stuff like that, don't joke about it in public. And if you joke about it around friends that will take it as a joke and won't go around and say it. You know what I mean? Not really calling anyone out personally, just, like, life experience in general. And, like, as a person, just, like, no matter what color, sexuality, religion you are, just accept everyone. You know, like, we're all people, you know? We're all like M&Ms, you know? Different on the outside, but we taste the same on the inside. All right, that sounded wrong.
That was really funny. That was awkward. That was pretty good. And on that note, there we go.
But yeah, love yourself and love each other. Equality.
Boom.
Spread the word.
Words of truth from our podcast. And on that note, I think we are wrapping up. So thank you for tuning in once again.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at ChatterboxNCC and check out ncclink.com. And if you're a North Central student, the Chronicle printed this week on Wednesday. It prints weeks 3, 6, and 9 every term.
And my face is in this issue, so there's no reason you shouldn't go out and get one.
Yes, Tommy's face is in there, and actually mine is as well. It's my Facebook profile
picture. Both of our faces in there, so you better go and get yourself a copy of that so that you can look at us all day long.
And I have some really cool 3D ride glasses from the Toy Story ride at Disney's California Adventure. But, and it's a New Year's resolution quote. But anyway, pick up your copy of The Chronicle, check out other content on NCC Linked, and follow us, and please tweet at us with what you want to hear. Anyway, have a fantastic weekend, everyone.
We will see you next week. Bye.